430 BCE. Just the right kind of weather for a nice relaxing stroll, don't you think?
Any minute now, herring down the hillside like a one-woman champion for getting the wrong idea.
Yes, morning. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, just passing through. Behind me.
Settle down now, please. Settle down. We've a duty to discuss the war with Sparta, not to waste time with childish squabbling and idle gossip.
Spot of skinny dipping. Take your fancy.
Not especially. And we've still got a mission to complete.
You're not from around here, are you?
Sorry, it's been ages since I did any Greek. Bear with me. My name's Abeni, by the way. I'm probably a barbarian.
Several citizens have approached me recently with concerns about a recent immigrant to our wondrous city. It would seem that several of your wives are becoming a little too interested in her cult. A female-only cult. A cult to which many of us would desire open access.
Dancing, booze, and good old-fashioned female company. Sounds just like my sort of thing.
Who are you? Socrates.
Oh, this is fantastic. You can help me.
I can see the war that's coming and her part in it.
There's a war coming that will make the feud with Sparta look like a scrap between two fluffy kittens.
But some kind of epidemic's broken out.
They will die in the streets like dogs.
And you can just watch that happen.
The plague shall cleanse their sins.
We must warn the assembly.
Oh, but you can't do that. You'll save everybody's lives.
And that would be a bit unreasonable of me, would it?
I saw you in your palace of dead things, talking with gods and monsters. And the tall man who holds time itself in his hands. I see him in your eyes. A god protecting you.
Oh, him.
I've never loved you. Why should you live if I've never loved you?
I'm not going to see you again, am I?
Athens will be destroyed by our fury, just as the Oracle of Delphi has decreed.